Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the broadcast again today. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming in your life. And we've been talking about overcoming fear. We've looked at what fear does. It brings us into bondage. It causes us to hide and draw inward. It brings oppression upon you. It will deceive you. It will snare you. It brings you into bondage. Whenever a person's operating in fear, it stops your faith from working. Fear is the root behind discouragement, which destroys your hope. Fear brings torment. The answer is to get established in love, as that will cast out all fear. Fear will also draw sickness and the works of the devils. Job 3:25, the things that he feared came unto him, the things that he greatly feared came upon him. It also will stop you from being successful in any endeavor in life. And the way fear works is it's the opposite of faith. Faith comes by the Word of God, and as you speak the Word and think on the Word and act upon it, fear is going to be the opposite. They are both spiritual forces. They come from the enemy. If the enemy can get his thoughts into you, or his words of doubt, or get you into unbelief, or get you to speak things from your mouth that are contrary to the Word of God. You know, faith activates God's power, but in like manner, fear will activate the forces of Satan. Whether you understand that or not, that's the truth. Fear draws the enemy's power. It opens the door. This is why the devil has trained us to speak so many negative type things. Why do you sit there and say, well, I'm afraid so? Why do you say those kind of things? You know, we speak negative words because the devil has taught us to speak all kinds of negative things, so that we will speak words of fear rather than speak words of faith. God wants us to live by faith and not by walking in by sight or in fear. And we can live free from fear, and we've saw scriptures on this. And today we're going to talk about specific areas of dealing with fears and really get specific. And this is probably going to identify a lot of things in your life. Many times these fears are very pronounced in your life. Other times they can be hidden fears which are there and they're working against you, but you've suppressed them. They need to be uncovered and they need to be rooted out. Remember, fear brings bondage, or it means slavery, which is for you to be bound and subject to external control, which is controlled by the demonic spirits. God does not want us to suppress the fears. He wants us to deal with them. And many times these fears have come in through childhood, or they either also can come in from inheritance. Remember that the iniquities of the fathers are visited upon the children to the third and fourth generation. You can have spirits of fear that are in you from day one at the time of conception because of fear in your inheritance line, and those fears will work at you throughout your life. Well, God wants you to be set free from those inherited spirits of fear, as well as fears that occurred in your life, and especially as a child. Many of these things people don't remember, even their memory blockage, because of the fear and the trauma that has occurred in their life. Let's look at some examples. Were you made fun of as a child, and you were rejected a lot? Then, more than likely, the fear of rejection begins to take hold, and it begins to alter your personality. So you are afraid in order to relate to people. You draw back. You might become introverted and shy and timid rather than dealing with situations and having relationships. It affects you socially because of being rejected. That fear of rejection can take hold of you. There's another case, and this is an actual true case, where a mother accidentally let a baby slip in the tub and the baby went under the water, and that fear of water gripped that child. And when that child grew up, they had a fear of water and they would not go near water because of the fear that came in. You could have had any kind of situation in your life that made you afraid of something as a child, and you still have it now. That is a bondage in your life. God wants you to be set free. You need to cast out that spirit of fear. You may have had someone in authority, such as a parent or a teacher or grown-up, who abused the use of authority and really caused a fear of authority in your life. And this is why today you may have a hard time submitting to authority with a right attitude, because you're afraid of what the authority might do, because they, in the past, they were abusive towards you. So this fear of authority needs to be broken over your life, and you need to be set free and healed from the abuse. Also, you may have, we've had many people that have been molested by a father or a brother or raped by somebody, or a mother, or who knows what. It's amazing how much of the molestation has gone on in people's lives. And what happens? A fear of men, fear of women comes in, and it can affect you in your relationship and dealing with the opposite sex, or dealing with the same sex if it was a man who might have molested a boy. Also, this can affect your marital relationships. Many women and men have a hard time functioning sexually in the way that God wants them to in the marital relationship because of the fears that have come in from these traumatic situations in their life. Another situation is maybe you were affected by witchcraft. You were around people that were involved in witchcraft, and you have a fear of witchcraft. Don't be afraid of the devil or any of his work. You have authority over it. God has given us power and authority over all of the enemy. You may have had a father who was mean, he was abusive, he was very rude and angry and always showing forth a very mean temper and even threatening. And this fear of a father can grip hold of a child. And see, that can affect you in your relationship to your Heavenly Father, because really you're a source of authority as a child. That first authority figure really is that father. And if you get a fear of the Father, many times you'll get a fear of your Heavenly Father as you've grown up in the Lord. You need to break that thing so that you will not have a fear of your Heavenly Father, so that you can have a good father-child relationship with the Lord. There's another case where a person went and witnessed to someone, and a situation occurred where someone was mean to them or slammed the door, and they got a fear of witnessing. You know, the devil tries to get that into people in the body of Christ. There's very few that are real laborers that go out there and witness for the Lord. Why? Because of a fear of witnessing, a fear of man, a fear of what people might say, a fear of their words, a fear of their reaction. This is bondage. God has called you to go out and preach the gospel boldly as you ought. Fear is going to take away your boldness. You need to get set free from that. Maybe you were shown disapproval often as you were growing up. Then that fear of disapproval will grip hold of you. Maybe as a child, someone didn't like you. And boy, that fear of others or fear of relating to people, it grips you and you just draw back. That's how so many people get introverted. Maybe you were abused by a person, so that fear of abuse comes in. In fact, that'll even draw people to abuse you again and again. I've seen that in people's lives. I've seen that happen in marriages. They were abused as a child, they were abused in relationships, and then they were in a marriage and they were abused, and then maybe that fell apart and they got into another marriage, and then they were drawing someone to be abusive toward them again. That's because you've got to get those spirits of fear out of you. Very important. Perhaps the devil overcame you and you didn't win a victory. Many times the fear of the Satan will come in. I've dealt with lots of people that are really afraid of the devil overcoming them again, and they don't want to come against the enemy. Well, that's a mistake. God's given you power and authority over the devil. Don't have fear. Instead, realize that your faith will cause you to overcome. You may have failed in life at times. That fear of failure will stop you from going forth and doing anything. You know, many times people have not seen a promise of God for some reason, and they have a fear of trusting God again. Or they saw some calamity, some terrible thing happen in their life, and they won't trust God. That is a bondage from the enemy. God is on your side. If God before you, who can be against you? The devil is behind that fear of trusting God. Don't give place to that. Maybe you were in an accident once, and you have a fear of accidents. I've had many people, they're afraid to drive on the freeway because they had an accident. They're afraid to drive the car. Well, that's bondage from the enemy. You need to get set free from that. You can drive and be a safe driver, and you can have the angels of God protecting you. Praise God. Fear of pain, fear of doctors, fear of operations. These kind of things can grip hold of people. They see a needle and they just absolutely go to pieces. This is bondage. God wants you to be set free. Perhaps you were confined to a room or put in a closet at times when you were a child. Then you were shut up alone, always told to go to your room. Then that fear of being alone can grip hold of a person many, many times. Have you been hurt in a relationship in the past? Many times people get a fear of getting hurt in another, and so they won't even try to enter into a relationship. Just because of one relationship where you got hurt, don't let the devil's fear be in you to rob you of a blessing in another relationship that God would bring forth in your life. Many times people have been taken advantage of by others that they were loving, so they don't give out love. They have a fear of giving out of love. Many people have gone through situations, maybe a divorce, or they've maybe had a contract or agreement, even in business, broken by people, and then they have a fear of making a commitment. I'll tell you, see, all these bondages, they have to be dealt with in your life. Perhaps you were put down and ridiculed if you didn't do a job right. You know what happens? A fear of taking responsibility gets into you, and you think that, well, I can't do anything right, so I won't even try to rise up and take responsibility. Also, I've seen many who have cancer deaths in their family, and then they get a fear of cancer that they are going to have the same problem. I'll tell you, that'll draw that thing. You need to take authority over that fear and cast that out so that you're not drawing these problems unto yourself. It is so important that we deal with this. There's so many things. People make bad decisions, and then they're afraid of making the wrong decision again. People have confronted a person and they had a bad experience, so they have a fear of confrontation to confront anybody else again. This is bondage from the enemy. Others have been criticized, put down for your views, and then you don't want to talk to anybody again about your views because you're afraid of being wrong, afraid of giving your opinion. See, this is the enemy, and God wants you to get free from all these fears. You have these fears, you need to recognize them, list them out, get in the Word of God, start casting out those spirits, confess those attitudes and reactions as sin. Learn that God is telling you to fear not. He's redeemed you from it. Don't act on that fear again. Rebel against it and realize that this is from the enemy. I'm going to resist that fear and it's going to flee from you. You're especially going to have to learn to cast out these spirits of fear. And you can have quite a bit in you if you've had lots of occurrences of fear in your life. Work on casting out the spirits of fear and resist them steadfast and walk in faith. Fill yourself up with the Word of God, the answer to your problem, and God will set you free. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As